right, welcome in, everybody.
Wait.
All right, welcome in, everybody.
Hold on.
Episode 148.
Oh, wait, I'm not in yet.
You haven't seen my face in quite a while. I actually have a beard now since the last time I've been on.
Yeah, he looks homeless.
Rip Van Winkle.
Yeah, well, you should have took your hat
he
off
looks
to make
like,
it to your hair.
You know it's Polar Express?
Yeah.
The guy at the top of the Polar Express, that's what he looks like right now.
He does look like that.
Yeah. Jeez.
I'm all gray. They call me the gray ghost.
I found a couple of gray hairs.
Wait,
have
we started yet, Job?
Yeah.
Yeah, you started it.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know we started. How was my intro?
Perfect.
Subpar.
Good.
Sleeping under a dumpster.
We didn't have anybody clap.
No, that's Chris right. wasn't
I'll
here. That's
it.
The problem.
That's okay. I'll
oh,
find it.
Okay.
That's a union job, I think, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, it's good to be back, ladies and gentlemen. I've been away for quite a long time with basketball, bocce, a million other things in here. So thanks to these guys for covering on the podcast. It's great to be back with you guys. Matt, Chris, Cools. What a trio we got here today.
Chris isn't here today.
Oh, did I say Chris?
You didn't say me, but you said
Job.
Chris.
Forget about you.
Job.
Job will put the insert of Chris's face over him for the whole broadcast.
You could do that, though, can you?
I'm sure he will get crafty.
Yeah. So, anyway, Chris, you almost said it again.
I'll put that picture. We had that family album for the Christmas party, and he said, there's a picture of Chris. He said, never put that up there again. I don't want any pictures of me this year. He said he looked horrifying in the pictures. From the Christmas party last year, we had a picture of, like, Jarrett took pictures.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Sonny, Yank Kim took
pictures.
Yeah, it
was pictures. Up on the
– Yeah, and there was a picture
TV.
Of him holding the cup, and he said he looked horrifying. He doesn't want to be on any other pictures again.
Chris is a handsome guy.
Jeez, what the hell happened
to him? He's a
good-looking
dude.
Yeah.
How come it's our family's curse that we can't grow good facial hair?
I'm terrible.
That is weird. Ace and Mike do pretty good.
Mike's unbelievable.
I don't even like it, though. It's just after a few days,
you know,
I get annoyed. It itches me.
You know what? And I just get tired of feeling it going into my mouth.
Into my neck.
I don't know if you guys have ever seen Joe Dolan's beard. Have you guys seen Joe Dolan's beard?
Yeah.
It is the most thickest, darkest, biggest beard I've ever seen. I don't know how he can, like...
Eat?
I would love that.
Eat? No.
Well, Jeff, yours is always in your mouth.
It's always in my mouth because I don't trim these corner pieces.
See, now that is annoying.
And I don't.
Raleigh,
I don't
find yourself
trim them.
Licking
well, here's the problem.
Doing this all
my
time.
Beard is so horrible that it doesn't connect at the corners of my mouth. So I grow my mustache out
to cover up the
to
patches.
Cover it out.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but now every time I eat a burger or soup it just sucks into my mouth like I'm a walrus.
Cool, you got a good beard.
Thank you. Yeah,
no, yours is really
myself.
Good.
Yeah.
You did what?
I grew it myself.
Did Rodney show you how?
No. Time.
You sounded like you were planting a garden.
Yeah,
I grew it myself.
Yep. He looked on YouTube.
Starter
how to do
seed
it.
Kit? Yeah. Like
hey,
Chia Pet?
Now, is this a fallacy or a fact? The more you shave it, the thicker it comes in.
Jubb says it's not.
I think it's a myth.
Do you really?
Yeah, but I think you need to trim it. Like, so if you want to grow like a normal beard, I think you need to get like a trimmer. Instead of shaving it clean and trying to grow it back and it gets patchy, you need to, like, you know what
trim
I mean?
Trim it
like,
and make
even
it, look,
it out.
Yeah. Is that what you do?
That's what I did.
What kind of razor do you have?
A Phillips. Well, just same thing as
Phillips Norelco.
What is it? What do you have to set it on a certain thing and then you could just go through, or do you have to?
You just put like a little attachment on it, like 3, 5, whatever number you want.
Oh.
You just get through.
And then you don't have to worry about, like, cutting it too tight or something.
Only shaving half your face.
Yep.
Do you cut your own hair too?
No, I wish.
How do people do that?
I wish I could do that.
How do you cut your hair? How can you cut the back?
The neck's impossible.
How can you cut the back of your head?
They got a mirror. I've seen people do it. They look at the mirror.
That's a skill. Cuts his own hair.
Oh. Matt, who do you get? Who cuts your hair?
A lady out in Elm Grove that's been cutting my hair for
what's
for a
her?
Long time.
Where at?
Down there at the Elm Terrace shopping. She's been at a couple different shops, but she's out there in Elm Terrace now. So she's been cutting my hair since.
Where's the haircut place out
right
there?
Right by Elm Grove Subs, right in that plaza there.
Right there by High Valley Wards?
Yeah, right there. Yeah.
What's the name of that
Main
place?
Main Attractions.
Main Attractions.
Yeah.
What do you pay for a haircut?
I think I'm grandfathered in at the good prices. I usually give her $20 and just, you know.
And that covers your
cutting. Back when I was first paying, it was probably like 10. Now it's probably like, I think, a stranger, she may charge, $20. But I think for me, I get about a $15 and a $5 tip. So
yeah, that's what
and my hair is always easy to cut, because it's not long.
Yeah. I can't tell you the last time that I've been in
a barber's chair. You and Ace, when's the last time either one of you went?
I can't tell you.
What's the plan for you down the road?
Well, we were supposed to have this really awesome weight loss challenge, which never ever.
March Madness isn't over yet.
Well, you don't have to lose weight to cut your hair.
Well, my rule was because I really want to get it cut. Like it's been so annoying.
How do you want to cut it? How do you want to get it cut?
I would like to get it short because I can't do this long hair anymore. It's too much work and I'm too lazy to mess with it. And Hannah gets mad at me because I let knots get into it and it like I'll have dreadlocks by the time I'm like.
I can't wait to the day that you actually have a short haircut. It's going to be stunning. Like because. I'm gonna have to think about like what he was like back in his like middle school and early high school
buzz
days.
Buzz cut head, yeah. Aww. But no, my goal was I was gonna lose some weight so my head wasn't so fat and round, and then I would be able to shave my head and it would look semi decent. But now my head is so swollen and bulbous now that.
From what?
What do we attribute that to?
All the
pizzas and
brownies and
monster drinks.
We come home and there's a cookie cake right laying on the counter. There's Post Malone Oreos in the drawer.
Well, you don't have to worry about Brownie House anymore.
Literally, that sounds like my parents' house. Like it must be in the Delbrook bloodline that there's a snacks always there. I mean, I get it. I try to purposely not buy that stuff because I will eat it. So when I go to my mom's, it's one thing after another. You want some of this? You want some of that? It's like yesterday I was up there helping my dad finishing his tax stuff and getting it all prepared, and she's offering me all these things that like, okay, you want some of this? Take some of this home. Take that home. I don't want any of it.
I stopped at the gas station to get gas, and I saw a Lindor truffle two pack. It had two truffles in him, and I picked it up off the thing, and I started walking towards the register, and I said, "You know what? No, I'm not going to get this." And I turned around, I sat it back on the shelf, and I got my drink, and I left.
Do you think that saved you about 1/16 of a pound?
Well, hold on now.
Oh boy.
Then I drive home, and I get to Dollar General. I'm like, I'll go in and walk around and see if you got anything. I end up getting a 3-serving Cadbury milk chocolate bar.
I saw that. Those out there the other day.
Ate the whole thing.
I considered it too, and I was like,
ate the whole thing, and I got an orange cream diet cup.
I got one of those too.
Like,
oh my God.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was good.
It was pretty good. Some of those Cokes aren't very good. I don't like when they mess regular Coke up because it's so good. But I don't mind that.
That orange cream was good.
That was a good one. I enjoyed that.
I'm trying to get better with my seasonal products because I always like to try to find one. Unfortunately, with the problem with those, if you find something you like, it's going to go away.
Right.
They've stuck around with the strawberry cream, the strawberry and cream Dr. Pepper. That stayed around for a while, but I don't think orange cream Coke is going to stay for.
Probably not. I'd say limited time.
It was good.
What about Shamrock Shakes? McDonald's.
I don't do them.
Are they back
yet? I don't
like
mint.
Yeah, they're back.
Are they back?
I heard them talking about it on the radio the other day.
I had to get one of those at Bocce.
Those things are refreshing to a degree. Yeah, I wouldn't want to eat them all the time, but they are refreshing.
Yes.
Well, the other day I go home, or I was actually at Sam's Club, and I walk up to the counter.
You're out and about a lot these days.
Yeah, Sam's Club, and they got the, for the club members, you can get like some food up there while you're up there if you have your app. And the one was a dollar frozen yogurt, like the size of like a medium, a medium smoothie or whatever you get at McDonald's. It's a dollar. So I was looking at it, and I said, it's only 350 calories. It'd be a nice treat. So I go up to the counter, and I was going to order one, and thankfully she was like, you have to go order it somewhere else, and I didn't feel like going to order it, so I didn't get it. But just that stuff, I see it, and I go, well, it's only $1, only 350 calories. I'll have one. And then that leads to getting a slice of pizza. And
How much of commerce, like sales and stuff, are based on like the display caps and all that, and just that stuff. I mean, I would just love to ask somebody in those companies, like, how much do you attribute that in your sales?
And where they place things, right, like stuff close to the checkout. Where you can just pick it up.
Or if there's like a person in front of you and you're sitting there just kind of looking around like, oh, this looks good.
The checkout line is my worst enemy. I go there. I went to go to Walmart and I got Hannah some flowers for Valentine's Day.
Oh, look at you. What a
I go
gentleman.
Through the line and I go, oh, there's beef jerky. So I go, oh, I'll get a pack of beef jerky. I got mango. How about this? Try this if you see this out of Walmart. I only saw it at Walmart. Mango and jalapeno jerky. There's ooh, half boy. Is mango, half is jalapeno. It's really, really good.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah,
actually.
I got it. And I got it done. And jerky too. Mm-hmm. You take four bites of it and it's gone. And then you're mm-hmm. spending your $4 out, and it really wasn't worth it. But I remember Rodney used to get every time we'd come over. He had those big. What was that brand? It was the Sweet Baby Ray's. Jerky, and he would get the giant bag of it in the living room, and every
Jack
time
Jack Links?
No, not Jack Links. It's
I have no idea.
I can see the package.
Yeah,
too,
it's a blue.
It's
a blue and black package.
I don't even remember him doing that.
Oh, he would always have them on the counter. I'd go over there like a little gremlin and.
Oh, jerky's expensive.
It is really expensive.
Bad expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, that Wild Bill's. Chris used to. Get those from sleds. Oh, it was yeah. like $50 a package. Well, I mean, it's really good. But
I remember when BMAC would always get the beef sticks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Bridgeford. That's what it is.
Bridgeford.
Yeah. But BMAC
yeah,
would
Tillamook
get
Indians, the big beef sticks. Yeah.
He'd get those because they must have been out of date or something, couldn't sell them anymore. So he would bring those up, and oh, my God, those are so good.
Do you eat jerky at all?
Oh, yeah.
I get it.
But that's another one, like you said. Or you've described you eat everything in one sitting. Like yeah. I can't oh. just ration it.
There's
like
no
I don't
way.
Just it'll it be, if the package is there and yeah. in my sight, I'll keep going back to it.
And I had a
so it's gone.
Yeah, I get those two pack. They're like the sliver of beef jerky in the long package yeah. by Jack Link's. Yeah. Instead of eating one and then having one for later, two down the hatch right
it's
away.
It's two and then two more for later.
Yeah, yeah.
That's about the yeah. way it works.
I'm good with drinks, though. I don't drink quickly. I'm not a down them real
depends
fast.
Depends on my thirst level. But, yeah, no, I might blow through a six-pack of Coke. No, I try not to keep that in the house, but it's so,
well,
it's so hard
it's
not
bad
to.
It's bad addicting. I'm going to really struggle if I have to cut soda out now, which I never dreamed I'd have to try to cut out in sweets. I never had a sweet tooth ever when I was growing up.
He's like my dad.
You got one now.
Now it's probably, he's like Cookie Monster probably. Like, it's that's horrible. My dad. I didn't even know my dad ever ate sweets. He never ate them, ever.
I mean, either.
He get, as soon as we get done with a big meal, he could be stuffed to the gills, and he'll go, I need something.
So that's always been my mom.
We had that last brownie house. Make your own brownie, and I'm nibbling away till it's just about. It's just I'm trying not to eat it all, so I have some for later. But Job, I went down to Smith Oil that day that you made those sandwiches.
Oh yeah,
for Hannah, and I went to Smith. I said I'm gonna go down because we didn't have any pop,
yep.
and I said
yep.
I'm gonna go down and get me, you, Hannah, and Jarrett a soda. So I went down and got. I bought two. Diet Dr. Peppers, a Diet Coke, a regular Dr. Pepper, and then, of course, I said, I'll get him something sweet. Right. So I got Jubba $100,000 bar.
$100,000
bar. I got Jarrett, what's he like, those little tart things, what are they called?
Sour Patch Kids.
Bag of Sour Patch Kids, a big cat.
He got Hannah a big cat and like a Reese's stuffed with M&M's.
And I went to the counter. I had four pops.
Oh, the Reese's Pieces, Reese?
Four pops and four candy bars. I was almost embarrassed. I said back in the day, I would have made fun of a person going to the counter with that. Like back in the day, I'd have been getting like water and I don't even know what a protein bar or something. Yeah. I got four candy bars and four four pops.
Once you start on that stuff,
it's horrible.
It is like drug. It's
it
so
is.
Sugar is the most addictive thing in the world.
Jesus,
I don't care what anybody else says. I know it doesn't give you the crystal meth, you know, when you're trying to get off of it, but it's pretty close. When you try to stop that, wait till you get if you do go and you stop, you wait till you start getting them fucking headaches.
Man. Oh boy,
it is terrible.
I was in the kitchen the other day, and all I wanted was something chocolatey, and I was looking through cabinets and drawers.
Wait, what happened?
The fridge.
Nothing.
The freezer going every corner. I started eating frozen whipped cream because it was the only thing that could get close to sweet. And then, of course, that's why I got that candy bar on the way home the other day because I knew we didn't have any chocolate
in
the house.
Just amazing that our government lets us eat stuff like that addicts us that much.
It's unbelievable.
Imagine if they just said, all right, from now on, no sugar-based products that are going to be produced other than healthy food.
RFK's taking out the high fructose corn syrup.
This country might riot.
I'd be the health. Hey. I'd be so
healthy.
It'd
be great, though. It'll be good in the long run.
It would.
I'd be so healthy.
But people would go crazy. They'd be fiending.
Well, I mean, I think you gotta leave it available to some extent, but you just making maybe not have it as prevalent. Like when you go to the Dollar General, it's like going through walking on hot coals when you're going up to the register. There's so many tempting things. It's like I just want to run to the register. Like sometimes I like hang out in the back until the person's gone and then hurry up because I know I'll give in if I look at that looks good. The Reese's Pieces stuffed peanut butter big cup, and then there's that hot lava one. Now it's like, oh my god, I gotta try it. I gotta see if it's really good.
Dollar General has a really good.
They do,
man,
candy.
And they have a lot of good stuff like noodles. I like ramen.
Oh yeah, they've expanded your noodle selection. Offerings
oh,
a ton.
Oh my god, but I was that made me think of a good question here. Do you think blind people are on average more physically more at least when it comes to food consumption more healthy than the person a person that can see?
I would say so person. I would say absolutely.
I don't know if that's
because they don't
dude,
see
I don't
the
think you do though like but when you think of someone blind it's always some skinny guy with a
cane.
Yeah.
No, but I'd say at least 90% of marketing is all visual, if not 100%.
Yeah,
I mean, that's what my job as a graphic designer was when we – it's basically marketing. You're just marketing.
So they have products they can smell? Like, there's not that many of those.
Smell-o-vision, yeah.
I bet it tastes even better for them, though.
Oh, man.
Because, like, you don't really know what you're about to bite into.
So maybe if they get on one, they get hooked.
You could also be grossed out, though, too, because you don't know if it looks any good or not. I guess you wouldn't know if it looks bad, but
– that'd be scary. You don't know what
yeah, that would be
into.
Very. Yeah, I'd be very. I'd be wanting to open a wrapper for sure.
I'm addicted to a lot of bad things anymore. Chips. Jeff just asked me.
Chips.
You love chips.
I love chips, dude.
Oh my god, I could.
You love chips.
Oh,
Matt, you like chips?
Oh, I love chips. Potato chips to me is almost one of the five finest things in the world. Potato chips, a Coke, and then like M&M's afterwards. It's like it's all I would need. That'd be terrible.
You
I'd
went to
dead,
a restaurant and they had a you could pick a side, no cost, beluga caviar or a bag of fresh Lay's.
Oh, I'm going to chips.
You know what? You could start like a buffet with like snacks, like
buffet.
And dips, like guac.
I'm taking champ the first
hell
day.
Of a good hell of a good dip, guac, good salsas, and then your different chips. Jub, we ought to look
that
into
could be
that.
Like a chip bar.
That'd be a great. You think I would go?
But, your mom would hate that.
Oh,
though.
She
would not
go.
Yeah, like
go.
So you'd have to be targeted to barbarians. Like,
yeah, how could you do it without causing?
You would just have to have it in like safe like contain. They'd have to be in.
Well,
it'd cost you a lot.
Wen Wu, the Chinese restaurant Wen Wu in St. Clairsville, their buffet, their desserts were just one. They were the Jell-O cups, with the wrapper off the top, and they would sit the Jell-O cups in there. And then it was the Ho-Hos with the white plastic on the bottom or cardboard, and then they'd take the wrapper off. So it was just Ho-Hos sat in a tray. They didn't actually make them. But that, to me, was the best dessert I could ever have because I was just stuffing my face full of Ho-Hos.
But I could see a chip bar, like different chips, like, you got your Wavies, your regular, your barbecue, all kind of. And then
tortilla.
You got that tortilla, then your big.
It sounds
delicious. Your big scoops, then your dips, your ranch. You're hell of a good dip.
You are a
God,
huge.
God, that'd be unbelievable.
I think it would be cool.
I don't think there's much more that you like than when we go to either a Mexican restaurant or one of those restaurants
chips
that
and
serve hot chips and salsa. Oh,
how about Chris that one time when we were eating for, our pregame on our football show, and he asked me for was a fuck ton of chips and salsa. I got him like these big a fuck ton.
Is that all
he
ate? Is that all he ate?
That was it. That was it.
Is a bag of a greasy bag of chips and a pint
and
of salsa.
Like salsas, I got hot.
Well, I heard something about chips at a good Mexican restaurant.
The fresh ones.
Oh, geez, always. I think El Paso might.
They're very good.
Oh,
Alake Pake's got good.
The El Zocalos aren't bad.
No, and if they bring them, I wonder. I try to go back sometimes and look and see what the machine is that they have the chips in.
Yeah,
I don't
like
know if
warmer.
It's
warmer.
Yeah.
Yeah. It almost looks like one of them popcorn machines.
That might
so
be our next purchase.
You're going to be sitting outside. You'll have a hot dog steamer with all your hot dogs in it, a chip warmer out there, and like a big gallon crock pot full of cheese and salsa.
Yeah, but I tell you another one. This wouldn't go along with that, but that – that water thing that heats up the water now that your mother has.
Oh, the tea kettle, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh my God, that thing is...
They have a lot of them in the UK. They're the ones you flip the switch and they turn blue.
That's super cool. Yeah.
Man.
And it takes like five minutes to... And then once you get it heated and then you click it again, it heats up in like 30 seconds and you don't have to mess with the microwave.
Man, that's great.
Oh my God, they're fantastic.
Speaking of chips, we talk about all the good ones. I can't tell you there's a worse chip in the entire world than Chipotle's tortilla chips.
They're rough.
Salty. Oh, they're terrible. They taste like shit.
They're terrible.
They are the worst.
They're greasy too.
They're awful.
They're no good.
I can't even eat them.
No,
I don't
no
want.
Good.
So like I told my mom and I said, don't ever buy me that. I'll never eat them. I hate them. They're disgusting.
I know. I agree with that.
I'd buy a bag from Save a Lot anytime.
No doubt about
those.
It. Yes, I agree with that 100%. I do not like those. I mean, I'll eat them just because I'm usually really hungry when
there.
I go there.
but they're not good.
And I don't like their. I don't like their salsa. I don't like that salsa.
Their salsas.
Their chips
okay.
are so salty.
They're so salty. It's disgusting. Does your brother like them?
Well, he gets a bag of chips, and then I like to get a bag of chips and eat my rice bowl with the chips. Like
I tried that, but they're so salty it ruins it.
So when I started eating them, I was like, man, these aren't bad. They got a little lime flavor to them. Yeah. And I thought, maybe these are pretty good. And then I had one, and they were really salty. Like, they had a heavy hand, and, like, the lid came off,
like
and they
always.
Got real salty. But then I took those cantina-style ones that are the restaurant
style. Oh, on the
style,
board.
On the board.
I've done the same thing. I substitute those, and it was great.
It's night and day.
Yes. They're the best.
It's night and day.
Those are the best store-bought chips you can get.
Oh, 100%. They are.
Yeah. And that's I've done the same thing. The Chipotle, I would... You have to try their chips. I can't do it.
Yeah.
The on the borders. My dad even said, get the bag on the borders out. We can't eat these.
You like those cools?
No, I don't. I'm not a big chip guy. You know what I mean? I don't really eat sweets and chips.
What do you
because
what
he
do you
grew
eat?
Up? Because he's a healthy
he
guy.
He grew up eating Cool Ranch Doritos at 9 in the morning.
Yeah. Well,
what do you
I
eat, when you're, what do you eat when you're hungry and you want a snack? Ice cream?
Granola bar.
I don't really snack. I normally just do meals.
Well, he says he's going to make a snack.
What
and
else to make,
Jim? He gets a sandwich, a cold sandwich.
Yeah, like that's me snacking.
You cold hook up, sandwich. Do you cook like those pizza rolls or chicken
but
tenders?
Yeah, that'll be like my meal for the day. That won't be.
See, you wouldn't get a bag of Lay's?
Like my, if you go look at my cabinet right now, my snacks right now is like a Nutri-Grain bar or like some kind of.
He eats eight Nilla wafers in the nighttime.
No, I did do that. That was just to mess with Nick a little
and
bit.
And he would ration them out four in the afternoon.
What do you think Nick's favorite snack is?
Ooh.
What's his go-to?
Right now, it's probably the baked Cheez-Its. He's obsessed with us.
Should we call him?
Baked Cheez-Its?
Yeah, he's got this little recipe where he like seasons them all
those
up.
Those are actually good.
Oh,
the ones he brought.
Oh, yeah, that was really good.
They're good.
That, he did a good job with
Nick
those.
Nick does do make some good food.
Oh, Nick. If you listen, if you ever want any advice on restaurants or the food to go to or what goes, there is no doubt a guy I would call. No doubt.
Yeah, especially in these parts.
Oh, he's a king.
Right now.
Pizza connoisseur.
Nick.
Eastern Ohio Pizza.
Yes.
Real quick, I don't have a lot of time. What's your favorite snack right now?
Snack?
Yeah.
Cheese and crackers.
What kind of crackers and what kind of cheese?
Buttery, Toll House crackers, pepperoni, and then I do a smoked mozzarella block. Squares.
Real quick, give us your Cheez-It recipe.
That's a good one.
Box of Cheez-Its, half a cup of canola oil in a big bowl. Mix that up. A bag of ranch dressing, a packet of ranch dressing.
Okay.
Seasoning. Then you just kind of do to taste cayenne pepper, red pepper flakes. I even threw in like some of Nicholas's steak seasoning. I threw that in there. And then you just pour it in a bowl, mix it up, throw it on a baking sheet at 270 for about 7 minutes, 8 minutes, done.
All right.
Delicious.
Hey, Nick, is that going to be a Pine Room go-to next year?
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
I
love how specific he is with all of it. When it comes to food, his answers are so specific. Like, really? I know Jeff said the same thing about it. It's like, I just love how specific he is about all this.
Yeah, it's always
No gray area.
No,
it's not just mozzarella cheese. It's a smoked mozzarella cut into cubes from a larger block. Yeah.
And you can just tell how much passion he has for this stuff.
Yeah, he was eating. What did he have yesterday? That he likes his frozen treats too, Nick. He likes his frozen
sweet treats. You mean?
Yeah, popsicles. He was having a
What are those
big popsicles that they used to sell? And they're in a big cylinder.
Oh, big tube ones?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're all different
called?
Colors.
And there's like mango.
Yeah. I can't remember what they're called.
We used to have them. They were huge.
I think they sell them at
Bomb Pops?
No, Bomb Pops are the rocket.
Yeah,
ones.
That's like the red, white, and blue ones. These ones are like big, like cylinders.
They're like white and orange in them. Anyway, those.
You guys went through a huge freeze pop stage. Freeze pops were.
And you would always say, if I find these wrappers around, no more freeze pops.
Oh, my God.
I'm sure they were everywhere.
Wrapper. Jarrett would eat those things like.
Is that the long ones?
He did have a lot
like
of
blue,
those.
Red.
Yeah, you got to bite the end off. Yeah.
Jarrett did have one of those about every day.
When we were younger, you had to, because we couldn't do it with our hands or with our teeth, so we didn't cut them.
Right.
And that kind of limited how many you were going to eat. But then I was able to rip them with my teeth, so I would just grab three.
I remember down by where you guys played video games in the basement, there'd be a bunch of them
rappers,
down there, and then he'd be coming over and saying, Chuck, can't you walk over to the can and just put this
couch,
in there?
Under the couch.
Probably Maggie was walking around with some of them.
Yeah, they went through a heavy stage of those. But one thing good about those freeze pops, you could buy them in bulk.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You could buy a huge – the bag was that – like
mesh. It was like
mesh bag, and you just throw them all in a freezer. Yeah. Yeah, those were really.
I love the banana
big.
Ones when I got older.
Now,
the
were
bananas.
Those winter or summer only, or
that was summer only?
But you'd probably eat freeze pops in the winter, right?
Oh,
now.
You would. Did.
Yeah, love those.
You know
things.
What's sweet? I hated it. I forget what the place is called. It used to be at the Highlands. It was like a yogurt place.
Oh, that was
Mooey's.
Yeah,
I couldn't stand.
You didn't like it?
I could. Because here's my thing: when I get buffets like that. I don't know what to pick.
You want to,
Is that same at Cold Stone?
Cold Stone? Cold Stone?
No, he's talking about Mooey's.
I do that
too. Or you got to decide what you're going to put in there?
Like his toppings. Like,
I throw everything in there.
Twix and gummy worms.
We went to Cold Stone when we were like 10 with my buddy Kyle and Jarrett, and he went through the line, and like I got maybe Oreos and some sprinkles or something, and then Kyle got like gummy worms and Snickers, and Jarrett got something. He got everything in the line, so it was just big pile of.
I don't know what to get.
He had like four.
I'm terrible at mixing stuff together, and it's just disgusting.
Well, that's how you are. You can't make decisions when you go places.
It's tough. I know, it's really hard.
You struggle with that too, John.
I do.
Do you guys
struggle when you go to Dairy Queen about what Blizzard and stuff?
Oh, kills
that, that's a tough one because I'm always like, man, I like this one, but if I want to try this one, but if I don't like it, then I'm like wasting a trip. So sometimes I get both of them. And I'll leave one in the freezer for later. That's great. Yeah. No wonder we're so obese.
Does Ace snack?
No, Ace is very, very, very he is
regimented.
He does not snack unless he's like really fucked up. Happens a lot, but he doesn't get into that. Like he's kind of like coolie. Like if he's going to be out and he's going to get him something, he's not going to snack. He's getting a meal.
Yeah.
Like that's how he operates. But he's not a sweet tooth guy. He's not a chip guy. He's not. He's the only one in my immediate family that isn't now.
Man,
my
that's
dad's
amazing.
Now turned into something like a werewolf.
Like an animal.
Like where he came from. It's like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Like
he
it's sudden the moon come out.
And your dad's sort of probably the kind of guys like me now. You sit for a while watching TV, and then all of a sudden your brain goes like this, and you think, ooh, what sounds
what's,
good?
What do you got in the kitchen?
And it might be just like an hour and a half after dinner.
After he just ate.
And I'll think, crackers and – like Nick Jack. I like crackers and cheese.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
My parents eat like six meals a day, like six like food servings a day. I remember going on – I took them to Ocean City one time, and – like on the way in a 6-hour trip, my mom had like four different things, and then we stopped to eat breakfast too. It's like you guys are used to be like that when they were working, and I do think that like the more time you have, I'm home, like if I worked from home, I'd be 500 pounds. I'd be 500 pounds.
Yes,
because I when I'm at home, I just like if I'm at work, I'm busy. I'm not even thinking about food.
Right.
And if you get home and it's like, oh, what do I got in the cupboard? What? And that's why I don't buy a lot of food for home, because I know I'll eat it if I'm there.
Yeah, but then you're mad because you don't have it.
Right, because then you're, you're really craving for something.
Chips
just
right
like
now.
A handful of M&Ms.
Oh, man.
And then I'll go to convenient. Like
you watch a lot of shows, and sometimes I'll literally sit down and put a show on, and I go, I don't want to watch this without a snack.
Yeah. Right, some popcorn.
I don't
want to
watch this without something.
And then I'll hear him, boom, 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 down the steps. Yeah. And it'll just go away with some weird. He had a cheese sandwich the other day.
Ew. Oh, Dave, man.
Just cheese on bread.
What, just a grilled cheese? Or
no, not even
on rye?
Cold cheese just on sourdough bread.
God, it looked awful.
It was good.
It probably wasn't too bad. But
now,
awful.
Wait a second. I got to take umbrage here. Mr. Cold Sandwich.
Yeah,
well, right. Like, wait a second.
Now,
right.
Hold on.
You despise cold
hold
sandwiches.
On.
You actually made Jimmy John's stock tank.
Yeah.
And now you're eating a cold cheese sandwich in your own home?
I hate cold meat.
Okay,
specifically,
so we draw the line.
Meat.
Cold cheese is okay.
Cold cheese is okay.
Yeah,
what about
lettuce.
Pepperoni stick cold? Can you bite it?
I'll eat that, yeah. I'm good with pepperoni, and I've recently been good with salami too, because it's in
similar.
The same
salty
ballpark.
Meats,
yeah,
cured
yeah.
meats.
You say you hate cold lettuce? You said you put
lettuce
in a microwave.
No, I did that with something. I put microwave in the lettuce, but I don't even like lettuce. But it was just on whatever I put in the microwave. But I had cold meats are out, and I had this argument with Nick 2 days ago. I got for Hannah. We had Isley's chip chopped ham.
Right.
On sourdough.
That was going to be your Friday meal.
Provolone and mozzarella, and we had these sandwiches that they make at Picklesburg, but they do them in like a pepperoni roll, so we put pickles on them too. And I had an argument with Nick that the ceiling, when you have a cold sandwich, is like from like a 1 to a 3.
Okay.
But and that's the ceiling's a 3.
3?
Maybe a 5. Let's say 5 because you don't like it, you don't hate it. So let's say a 5 is your ceiling for a cold sandwich. I think the ceiling for a hot sandwich is so much higher than a ceiling for a cold sandwich. And I had this argument with him that he said because it's for convenience to make a cold sandwich. But I had the argument. I timed it. I spent maybe 10 minutes making a hot ham sandwich, like toasted the bread, melted the cheese, did some good Aunt Kim brought in a hot bacon and pepper jam, and I made it in 10 minutes, and it was so freaking good. Whereas Nick would just slop cheese, ham, bread, boom,
cold.
Eat it.
Yeah, no,
same thing with ham with turkey.
To me, it depends on the meat, and it depends on the bread you're using. Some things I think are all right cold. Now, let me ask you this question. Would you say you guys were going to Jimmy John's, and Hannah really wanted Jimmy John's. Would you not get – you wouldn't get a Jimmy John's bread with cheese?
I wouldn't. Well, I might get it with cheese.
Because they got good cheese, so next time you have to go up there, get
a
cheese.
Thought.
What
because
about tuna?
I'm telling you, their cheese is really good, and their bread is really good. I feel like – if you were to take that and just eat the cheese with the bread at Jimmy John's, I think you would like it. It's good.
I would
take the meat
like
out
that.
Of there.
I would probably like that, but I would never get it cold meat
you
ever.
Could just get
what
like
about
a
tuna?
Nope.
Not tuna?
Like, I can't do cold meat. It just really grosses me out. Like, you were eating cold meatballs out of a Tupperware container because you didn't put them in the microwave.
Yeah,
I don't know about that one.
I couldn't do
that
one.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure if I was drunk enough or hungry enough,
I
probably could.
I don't like
was.
Cold chicken either. Cold chicken.
Yeah, it's... Yeah.
You like cold chicken?
No.
You like cold pizza?
That's
different.
I'm not a cold pizza.
That's okay.
Why?
Pizza and chicken aren't even the same ballpark.
Yeah, I don't know. Just
what
is
it,
cooking.
The texture?
Chicken's always has needed to be cooked and like warm and I don't know. Just, I don't know.
Ah, man, I see it. What about a cold turkey sandwich?
Well, yeah, I'll do that. Like sliced meat, I'll do that.
No, I'm talking turkey like after Thanksgiving, the turkey just
I'll
picking
it up.
You can't eat it cold?
No, it's just...
See,
I don't really like
cold.
Turkey as it is. I mean, not even cold.
That really grosses me out.
What, turkey?
Really, really grosses
what?
Me
turkey's
out.
Very...
Cold meat on a sandwich, that
meat.
Really grosses me out.
A cold
I
turkey
can't
sandwich,
imagine...
lettuce, tomato, mayonnaise. Man,
oh,
is that good?
Oh, yeah, God.
Smash it down a little bit. Boom. You like that, Matt?
No, not at all.
Cold turkey sandwich, lettuce,
I'm not a cold turkey sandwich guy.
I would totally flip the script, and I don't like turkey anyway, but can you imagine if you got that on a grill, on a griddle, and toasted that up and made it really nice?
Turkey doesn't go good with a griddle.
It can dry out. You're right, Coach.
Yeah,
you're right.
No.
My dad
then
said
why
that
do we
long.
Eat turkey? Yeah. Turkey stinks.
We only eat it once
gravy,
a year.
Gravy. Gravy. Yeah. Need gravy.
I can't stand it.
Gravy's
I just don't.
Like makeup.
I do like a thin cut of a smoked turkey breast every once in a while.
Yeah.
Really is good.
Yeah.
Do you ever get into the smoked meats? Because that's different than your regular, big ball of slime that you cut.
Oh,
if you get a smoked turkey, I think if you got it shaved real thin, almost to where you could see through it, it's thinner than beef jerky.
I think that's why I
it's
like the
bad.
Isley's, because it was
that
chip chop that is
that's
so,
how you
I mean, it's
have
like
it.
Tissue
yes,
paper.
Yes, that's how I want my
is
turkey
that,
and
is
ham.
That, now, is that regular ham?
Yeah.
That's a ham. That
might be like a...
More processed,
yeah,
isn't it?
I think it's like a Spam.
It is a little slimy.
It's very
that.
Slimy, this
slimy.
Chip, the Isley's.
What are those sausages people eat?
Vienna.
Oh,
Vienna.
I'm not going to say who, but I had some students... That would eat those out of the can.
Oh, God.
Oh.
The Vienna ones are tough. Yeah, little Smokies I like. The Vienna ones are...
You know,
I wanted to throw up.
You want to go something gross. Champ eats oysters.
I eat oysters.
Nah, but oysters are delicious.
I don't
mind. Not out of the can,
no,
though.
No, I'm
cool.
saying
yeah.
out of the can.
Yeah.
Of the
oh,
easy.
No, that's crazy.
No, right out of the can.
I don't know about that. I've talked
it's just,
the
it almost makes me...
Oh. They're pretty gross because I'm a huge oyster guy. Looking at those and smelling them.
What about sardines? You ever have those?
I can't do sardines.
Yeah, red. Does that.
Do you guys
red
ever get
sardines,
anchovies on your pizza?
No, yeah. I've heard. I hear people
my
say
brother
that those are great.
Brian wants to order that and let me get some anchovies. Like, who else is going to eat that?
Yeah.
It's like nobody.
Yeah, like you come into a party. Hey guys, we got pizza.
Well, maybe that's,
goes, yeah,
maybe that's why he knows nobody else will eat it.
Yeah.
Eat it at all.
Yeah,
could be a strategy.
What else is something that I was questioning whether if you like it or not? I had a couple things. Oh, yeah, but I was in.
You know what's really good? When you get into hankering for it is a good peanut butter sandwich on fresh bread.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You got to add jelly.
White bread.
I like a jelly, too.
Yeah, jelly's good.
But I'm a 2/3 peanut butter to a jelly, aren't you guys?
Yeah, yeah,
because if you get too much jelly, it's horrible.
No, I agree with that 100%. You got to go heavy on a peanut butter.
Well, I'll even go sans jelly and just go straight peanut butter. I don't.
Yeah.
Sometimes it. I was probably about 19 before I had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Wow.
Yeah.
You don't like peanut butter cools?
No, I like peanut. I just like jelly. Peanut butter and jelly more than just a peanut butter sandwich.
You like the crust off your?
No, sandwich? I eat the crust.
Do you?
You know who doesn't like something crazy? Is Say doesn't like. Applesauce. He's never had it.
Oh yeah,
he's never had applesauce his whole life.
Man,
the texture.
I love applesauce.
I
try the texture.
I could eat.
It's hard
a gallon
to find a good
applesauce.
It's hard to find a good applesauce.
My uncle Bob makes homemade.
I remember Jarrett saying that. Yeah,
I took the whole jar into my room and just ate it like
cinnamon
applesauce. Cinnamon
I was like Winnie the Pooh. I was just eating it like.
You ever had those? I haven't eaten a Cracker Barrel in so long, but like those apples, the fry. They are delicious.
Are they good?
Oh my god! Yeah.
Man,
they're in that glaze of the cinnamon
hot.
Caramel. Oh, boy. You talk about a delicious dessert.
One thing I've been eyeing up when I go into Smith, because they have one can of it, one can sitting above the microwave where all the hot food is, a can of Spam. I want to try grilled Spam really bad.
What did we have?
I don't know. It just sounds good. They have it on a lot of Japanese and Korean meals.
They do, yeah.
And I want to try that so bad. And they have a bunch of different flavors. I would love to try that.
I haven't had that in years. But it was okay.
Either.
I just would never buy it. And
is it hot dog-ish?
That's what it looks like.
Yeah, but it's like a different texture than a hot dog. It's like
a little
ground kind of, but like still like...
You get like
patty,
a lip and a
testicles. Who knows what's in it? It's supposed to be pork.
Yeah, I could never see myself ever going to a sub restaurant and ordering a cold tuna sandwich. That is the most vile.
Cold tuna?
That's the most vile.
Some people just love tuna. I'm not the tuna fish sandwich person, but I loved like seared tuna.
Oh, yeah.
Sushi grade tuna.
How about chicken salad?
I like chicken salad.
Every once in a while.
Salad.
I like
good.
A chicken salad.
Good
once in a while.
Chicken salad.
But the mayonnaise really bothers me a lot.
It can't
so
be
I
too.
Can't,
and no.
If it's too mayonnaise,
man. That's the thing about a good chicken salad. It can't be too wet.
Yep.
It's got to be dry. Yep. Sam's Club had a good chicken salad.
You don't like chicken salad, Jeb?
How about the chicken salad?
It's cold. It's just gross.
Yeah, he's anti cold. Chicken salad, they start putting like cranberries and apples in it.
Yeah.
It gets too flashy.
Nah.
Too
much.
Yeah. Keep Stick it with a nice dry. I'm with you, Matt. Too much mayonnaise.
Yeah, you can't.
But too much mayonnaise in anything is
mayonnaise
ruins it.
Is gross, point blank.
It really is.
I love mayo.
Not too much. You got to that's when I go to Subway, I tell them just to run it down one time.
Yeah, they start doing free lines.
Man, that could get rough.
There's nothing that can ruin a sandwich
Nat. Or too much Italian dressing on something.
Yeah. Too much of anything usually.
Any sauce is too much.
Do you like the Chipotle Southwest sauce at Subway?
Yeah, I do. I like it.
I liked it, and this is a mental block until I realized it was part mayonnaise. Because I was like, in my mind, I was like, this has to be mayonnaise based.
Yeah.
I always was hoping it was sour cream.
But you don't like it at all.
I'll eat it. I don't detest mayonnaise. I just won't eat mayonnaise as its own self. Like, if it's in something, I'm good. But I can't have too much, like Coach and I were saying. It's too much.
Now, I want you to try this. When you go there, get two sides. There's the Southwest sauce, but then there's the Baja Chipotle. Yeah. I like the Baja Chipotle better. Go get two sides and compare them.
I think I like the Baja, too, because for a while they only had the Chipotle Southwest.
How about the staples, mustard and ketchup? You guys
love both.
See, I'm not a huge ketchup guy.
Oh, I do love ketchup.
Like, now, French fries, but on a sandwich?
Hot dog.
Not on a sandwich. I'm only eating on a hamburger and on a hot dog.
Yeah.
What other sandwiches did you put ketchup
I would never
on?
Put, like...
Oh, just like ham and cheese with ketchup. Oh,
I couldn't...
Like
if I did that, I'd probably vomit. Same with turkey. Like, if ketchup came near turkey, it would bother
me. Eggs?
Yeah.
People put them on eggs.
Yeah, I do that.
Ketchup
I like
on
that.
Eggs.
Breakfast. Not bad. Like on your breakfast
Tabasco.
Potatoes.
I like the hot sauce on like a breakfast sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
That's
hot
a good
sauce is the way to go.
But mustard, you guys mustard?
I like mustard.
Brown mustard guy.
I do like.
I like the more ritzy, spicier mustards for like kielbasa's and like for smoked sausages.
You guys
like
mustard on pretzels?
Yeah.
Not bad. Yeah. Not bad. I'll say, like, if you get a good honey mustard type dip in a pretzel, that's a damn good snack.
Yeah, it's a good snack.
Really, really good.
Yellow mustard goes a long way.
It does.
Yellow mustard goes a long way.
That's why they sell it in little jars.
Yeah. It's very overpowering.
Talking about tuna, one of my off puts about tuna is I would have to, if I ever ate tuna, I would have to eat it by myself because it's a stinky sandwich.
What, tuna?
Yeah, somebody like egg salad sandwich. We went to Sheetz. I'll never forget this. We went to Sheetz down in Morgantown when we were painting our cousin's house, and we go into Sheetz and they got all this hot food that you can order right off the fryer, and they'll get you nuggets or whatever you want, quesadillas. He gets an egg, a cold egg salad sandwich out of the freezer.
Egg salad is to die for. Love it. Now there's another one.
That is
you get too much mayonnaise. Or too much of the relish in there, it ruins it. Got to keep it nice and I could eat it with a spoon.
Ew.
A black olive and eggs.
That's really tough.
Eggs.
Ew.
You didn't like the smell of that chicken from Tim Hortons that I would get.
Oh yeah, no, it smelled like somebody came in this room,
so
farted, and then ran out.
Cool. Do you like black olives?
I've never had it.
You've never had black olives?
I
like black olives.
I do not. I'm not saying I do.
You know why he
doesn't
eat them?
I detest them, but I don't like them.
I'm too scared.
Why do you not like
it? He said it tastes like a bloody nose.
I didn't say that. Myersy said that.
He's kind of right.
I don't know why I'd ever want to try that.
My mom and brother love black olives.
Oh, God. I could eat a whole jar.
Lola will sit in her office and eat a whole can of green olives.
Yeah, now see, I could like them, but I don't like them near as much as... See, I thought you guys were olive guys.
Yeah.
Why did you think that?
I don't know. I thought Matt was for sure.
Ace.
What
That's
food
ace.
Item is black that you eat?
A fresh open can of black olives. Dump out the juice a little bit, and then you could just go to work on them.
When he used to make seafood nachos, he would sit and every other handful would go to the tray, then the other one would go to his mouth. And by the time he got done, the whole thing.
Oh man, it's just good stuff. Really good.
You said you'd have that. You'd have a bowl of. As your final meal, a bowl of black olives, a bowl of peas, a bowl of mashed potatoes, and there's one other thing you had.
Meatloaf?
Yeah, big tray of meatloaf.
He'd be the best guy to execute ever because that'd be the cheapest meal in the state ever.
Go down
to
Dollar General, ask you can get this guy's meal. Save a lot.
Can we execute more guys like this? God,
that and like water. You like water chestnuts? Like
I like water chestnuts, but not out of the can.
Well, like no. But like on that.
And your Asian foods?
Oh, by the way, Matt, I had I got ramen. We went to the ramen.
Oh yeah,
ramen bar.
I got it again. It was a lot better. The broth.
Too.
The broth was less salty.
Oh, I absolutely.
It was
loved
really
it.
Good.
Oh. Center Market or.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
My second batch was really, really
yeah, I agree.
Good.
Big step.
Really good.
Big step in the right direction.
What
here.
Meat did you get?
It's a beef, whatever.
I got portobello mushrooms.
Okay.
They were unbelievable. Yeah. I get those next time. They were really good.
It called? Wheelin' Nudes?
Wheelin' Nudes,
yeah. Yeah, now see, if you got if you get the chicken and you like white meat, they're going to give you the thighs. All dark meat.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. And Jarrett hated it.
Yeah.
Jarrett said he didn't like it because he said it looked like they put a chicken thigh in a bag and then put an M80 in the chicken and just blew it off.
That's where the soup is. Like, that's how it gets.
That was
that's good. I mean, that's one of the
now
more.
I learned some things. I wasn't a big fan of the chicken. I would definitely go with the mushrooms, but I would also get a side of rice with it and then probably put the rice, use some of the rice into the soup. Oh.
Did you see those sliders they have on the menu?
Oh, yeah, I did see those.
I tried them. They're good.
Are they good?
They're spicy pork, shredded pork Ooh. Slider. Well, if you're looking for a little substance when you're getting the soup, they're very good.
Okay.
Very good. But all in all, that they improved that broth. And, I'll be a regular customer.
I'm definitely going back.
Yep.
100%. I would go back.
More on the healthy side for what we have in this area.
Yeah.
Well. Job, that's what we got to do for lunch this week.
I'll do that again. I want to try those sliders because I was thinking they were
the pork ones were better
pork.
Than the chicken.
Yeah.
I tell you this, though. Be careful with that hot sauce. Oh, Lord. I went to the middle. There was like a 1, 2, and 3, and I did. And a guy said, you better be careful
with
this.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
And I went like that, and wow.
And I tell you, I don't know where he gets his produce from, but really good. The jalapenos were really fresh.
Yes.
Pea pods were really good. The bamboo shoots in the chili sauce. Wow, what a nice touch those were.
Those are my favorite.
Yeah, those are really good.
Yeah,
was impressed. So I'm definitely going back to that. I like the guys were really nice and the price was reasonable.
No, price is fair.
I thought it was really. I thought it was really really good.
Yeah, everything was fresh too.
Yeah, see that's high. We got high standards from some of the places we've been. But yeah, it's that's really good. They're doing a good job. I'm glad they definitely improved the broth because it was so salty the first time.
I told
you. Like
you
said,
it
was evaporating and made sense.
What's Tito? Do you know Tito's real name?
Just know him by Tito.
The hot dog guy. He said he's got to be up there more often because they're getting a lot of complaints
He's getting it right
the
now.
The salt was the broth. Got
to add more
salty.
Water back to it and stuff. Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I liked it, and I will definitely go back to that. So. Yeah. Great food talk today, John.
Yeah, a lot of good. I hope everybody's eating while they're watching this. This is actually one of the ones where we don't talk about gross stuff and people vomit while they eat and listen to us.
No disclaimer needed.
I got one question that is sort of related to food, but not because I went back in this bathroom. It just doesn't have anything to do with going to the bathroom, but and in your bathroom, do you guys do paper towels go over the top or underneath?
Underneath.
And then does toilet paper go over the top or underneath?
Underneath.
I think I go over the top.
I go underneath.
I just however it gets on there. I don't care.
Here's the problem. Over the top, it's laying right there for your hand.
Yeah.
Underneath, it's against the wall.
Yeah.
So then you gotta fiddle around the wall and sometimes and then if it's like if you don't have it already hanging out, you can't find it.
Yeah, and then it rolls away too.
Rolls away.
I don't know.
Over the top always.
No, I disagree. I disagree because if you have it over the top and you pull too much and then it falls back the other way, then you have too much hanging down. You have too much hanging down in front.
How old are you pulling that thing?
No, I'm saying if you rip it too high. Yeah.
If you're like getting into spindle.
Yeah, then if you pull too much, too much will fall down.
But if it's under and you're trying to roll it too fast, sometimes it goes around and nothing comes off.
Right. Anytime I sit down on a toilet and it's underneath, I immediately flip it over. Immediately flip it over.
In a public place?
No. Not a public
You're doing
place.
The Lord's work over there.
No, I just want to get in.
Yeah,
and
get out of there as
in
fast as possible.
At home.
You don't care if you're taking paper towels into the stall.
All right, I got a question about that toilet stuff.
Well, hopefully you
just
finished
said,
your meal.
No. This is kind of gross, and I'm not going to name names, but we had this conversation in a debate. Is it ever reasonable for you to eat while you're on the toilet?
No.
I've never done that ever. No,
but I'm saying it ethically, is that...
All right. I got one caveat. You went to the gas station, you got a nice bag of gummy worms or something, and you're coming home and you know you gotta go, and you're just like, I don't really want these right now. So you have them like sitting right. on your vanity, and you like reach over and grab one.
I'll give you
like
a
sandwich.
Yeah, or maybe I was chewing a mouthful of something and went.
So I'll give you a more specific example. A Red Baron.
So you're this deep, is one of your friends right now.
Red Baron, Red Baron deep dish pizza on the toilet.
No. That's disgusting.
No,
dude.
that's
now what would be better, on the toilet or in the shower?
Shower.
Well, probably the shower.
So
like,
what do you do? Stick your head out?
No, like back towards the water, and then you're eating the.
What if you can't wait?
Yeah,
5 minutes to take a shower.
Is this person like in a time regiment where they only got 2 minutes?
My argument was it was better in the shower if you had to eat in 10 minutes.
I agree because could be
get water.
Enjoying a pizza, it would not be something I would want to be doing if I was like smelling sewage.
Yeah.
Like I mean, that's like not a great mix. So like at least in the shower, I get the smell of maybe some zest on your fucking pizza.
Like I just got 6 slices of patsies in my mouth.
It goes
and
right
I said,
to the shower.
You know what? I think I'm gonna take a shower. Yeah.
Like a drink in the shower, absolutely. A beer, yeah. A shot of whiskey, yeah.
But not a Red Baron deep
dish.
Dear
God.
Hey, I'm gonna go.
I like how it was Red Baron.
Make me a hot dog and bring it to
me. Maybe not Red Baron.
Yeah, I always love eating my hot dog.
Usually people have a hot dog steamer in the bathroom. You guys should put that. You know, maybe not a Red Baron in the on the toilet or shower, but maybe a Tony's.
Yeah, right.
That's more acceptable.
Yeah, we had that conversation in that.
Which one of your messed up?
I'll tell you.
You'll probably be able to guess.
There's not many that you probably.
I don't know, though.
Were they under time?
Now, wait a second. Knowing your friends, I'm not going to eliminate a couple of the guys. Everybody thinks it's a certain guy.
We're pretty
fucked up. There's another guy in your group.
Yeah.
Has a pretty important job in this world.
It's beyond.
That is like.
He was in the mix for me. For
like,
sure.
Like.
It's incredible he's gotten to where he's gotten.
Like, and sends the. If certain people saw some of the things that he's.
Done.
And they may say,
we talked about that a lot. We're like,
son, you're appreciate your effort and you being here, but
you gotta go.
You're a liability. You're a time bomb.
My question back to the pizza. This has me kind of my mind blown. But like, was he in a hurry? Like what? I mean, who decides that that's just something that's gonna go together?
Or was he eating it and all of a sudden?
Yeah, right.
Oh boy.
He couldn't put it down.
Right, no, Bob put it down.
Or he's just too good.
He's running and biting it as he's going in, trying to get his pants unbuckled.
Might as well just get it all at once.
But he holds the slice in his mouth while he unbuckles his pants. Oh, boy.
Or he felt it and he said, let me hurry up and pop this in the oven so I got something to do.
Yeah.
All right. Let us know. Do you think you should rather, would you rather be in the shower or on the toilet eating a Red Baron deep dish?
And does the toilet paper go over the top or underneath?
All right. Thanks for joining us. Episode 148. Myself, Cools, Matt, and Coach. Enjoy the rest of your week. And we'll see you here in the Pine Room next week. Later.